Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The first baseman, Don Money. Batting third. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fourth. The DH, Larry Hile. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sixto Lascano. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Andy Replugel. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Norris. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting sixth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Don Hood. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Money moves to second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thornton moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thornton moves to third. Alexander moves to second. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Money fields it and throws to second for the out. Thornton scores. Alexander moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alexander scores. Grubb moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grubb tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kuiper. The throw from Moore and he is out, Yount applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hood fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-1 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Manning moves to second. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a pop-up towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Money hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. Heil hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano is 0-for-1 in the game. Lascano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grubb. Wolford reaches second base with a double. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell juggles the ball. That's an error on Bell. Wolford moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wolford tags and scores. Thomas tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Verizer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Money scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Manning for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer misplays the ball. That's an error on Verizer. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-2 in the game. Heil hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 0-for-2 in the game. Lizcano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-2 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Money scoops it up and throws to first, with Replugel covering, for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wolford bunts towards the mound. Hood fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Brewers, 3, Indians, 3. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Money hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a line drive towards short. Yount reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grubb hits a line drive towards short. Yount catches it and throws to first to double up Alexander. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 3 in the game. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Dan Spillner now pitching. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 3 in the game. Heil bunts towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Kuiper covering, for the out. Bando moves to second. One out. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano is 0 for 3 in the game. Lascano hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bando moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell has Bando trapped. There's the throw to Alexander and back to Bell, who tags Bando for the out. Lascano moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dave May pinch hits for Jim Wolford. Sid Monge now pitching. Dick Davis pinch hits for Dave May. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Davis now playing left field. Bob McClure now pitching. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Manning hits a line drive towards first. Money reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 3 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Cox pinch hits for Jim Norris. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Alexander hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Horace Speed now playing right field. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Money hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 3 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Bando moves to second. Two outs. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lascano is walked intentionally. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 4 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Dade pinch runs for Willie Horton. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grubb bunts in front of the plate. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Dade moves to second. One out. Larval Blanks pinch hits for Dwayne Kuiper. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Verizer is hit by the pitch. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Manning hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Larval Blanks now playing second base. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grubb. Davis reaches second base with a double. Jim Kern now pitching. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Thomas strikes out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 4 in the game. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Molitor strikes out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Money strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed takes first base on ball 4. Randy Stein now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 4 in the game. Bell bunts between the mound and first base. Stein scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. Speed moves to second. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Thornton is walked intentionally. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Speed moves to third. Thornton moves to second. Bill Castro now pitching. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to home to get Speed. Thornton moves to third. Alexander moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks. Bando hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Brewers. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 4 in the game. Heil hits a fly ball into right field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lascano hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Speed, who is chasing the ball. Lascano reaches third base with a triple. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 5 in the game. Yount hits a pop-up towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a line drive towards short. Verizer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0 for 1 in the game. Blanks hits a fly ball into right field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Cage pinch hits for Tom Verizer. Wayne Cage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.